Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me today as we continue in our Plumline series. I do hope you're blessed. Amen. I greet everyone, every single one of you in the name of Yeshua Jesus. Amen. I honor him as I come into his presence and as I come into yours. We give all the glory and all of the praise to God. Amen. Because truly, he has been faithful to each and every one of us, and it's because of his compassion that we are not destroyed. I honor the Lord. I know that it was him. Amen. There is nothing that I have given myself. Everything that I have that is good, the Lord gave it to me. Every talent, every ability, every anointing, every gifting, the Lord gave it to me for the purposes of the kingdom, not even just for myself, but for the purpose of his kingdom. Amen. That his will be done in the earth, and that my destiny, my assignment be fulfilled. Amen. I give glory to him once again as we go forward. Amen. Amen. We are continuing today in our Plumline series, and we've been looking at the Ten Commandments. Today, we are, as we continue, we are in the Ten Commandments of Yahweh. We are looking at commandment number 4, Exodus chapter 20, verse number 8. Amen. And it does say, and I want to say it for my little, I had a little flyer that I used for teaching. Amen. And it's just entitled The Sabbath. And that particular scripture, and this is just a in brief, Exodus 20, 8 through 10, and then we will read it in its entirety shortly. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And we know, amen, from our studying, that word, the Lord thy God, actually means Yahweh, your Elohim. Glory to God. Amen. We give him all the glory. And I know I've said that already, but I just am so grateful to the Lord for all that he has done. Amen. I'm grateful to the Lord, amen, for the passage that he has made for me. I'm grateful to the Lord, amen, for the enemy that he has crushed on my behalf. I am grateful to the Lord for all that he has done. Amen. Even the spiritual connections that he's placed in my life so that I can further my growth even more in depth intimacy with the Lord, because that is the main thing in this hour, is that intimacy with the Lord. And we'll speak about that a little bit further as we're talking about the Sabbath. Amen. Because that's the main crux. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus, I give you glory and I give you honor. I give you all of the praise, Lord God, as I come into your presence. Oh God, I humble myself under your mighty hand, Lord God, that your will be done. Oh God, use me, Lord God, to speak your word. Open the hearts and the minds of your people to receive, Lord God, and to understand, Lord God, about this day, Lord God, that you hallowed this day, Lord God, above all other days of the week. This day you have hallowed, you've set apart, Lord God, for your holy purpose. You set apart, Lord God, that we might come to know you better and to know you more. Father, awaken us, Lord God, from our sleep, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. Move right now, oh God, in the midst of us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, no matter what is going on, Father, even if, Lord God, there are things that are going on in their lives, Lord, I lift up, Lord, every hearer before you even now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that there be no distraction, Lord God, to your voice speaking into their ears even right now, that there be no distraction, Lord God, to the movement of your spirit in their life. Father, awaken your people, Lord God, that we align ourselves, Lord God, with your holy standard, with that you had intended from the very beginning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, shake off, Lord God, every chain and every bondage, Lord God, and everything that's held us back and held us down, Lord God, from seeing that you have set in order, Lord God. Oh, Lord, bring us back into correct alignment. Bring us back, Lord God, into right positioning. Bring us back into true fellowship with you, oh, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you as we go forth. Again, amen. This is Plumline 6. How do we measure up? As we continue to end this 10 commandments, amen, is that what we're looking at this time. Amen. We're looking at commandment number 4, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8. And I will read from the King James Version first. And then I'm going to read it from the Amplified. And then we're going to look at the words remember, Sabbath, and holy. Amen. To get a better understanding of what those words mean in the Hebrew. Amen. All right. Exodus 20 and 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Day shalt thou labor and do thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. All right, we're going to read from the Amplified Version of the Bible, and from and it is Exodus chapter 20, verse number 8, once again. Remember the Sabbath seventh day to keep it holy, set apart, dedicated to God. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath, a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the temporary resident foreigner who stays within your city gates. For 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them, and he rested, ceased on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy, that is, set apart for his purpose. All right, we've read from Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. And then now let's look at some Hebrew translated words. Amen. I'm having some issues with my computer. I'm actually getting a bunch of emails, unfortunately, that happened. So, okay, we got it back. All right. So the word remember, amen, the scripture says remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Amen. That word remember is zahar, and it means to properly mark or to recognize or to keep. All right. The word Sabbath is Shabbat, and it means intermission or to cease, that word Shabbat. Amen. It is also called Shabbat. Amen. That is what it's traditionally called in this day and age, but the Hebrew word is Shabbat. All right, the word holy is Kadash. Kadash is Kadash, and it means dedicate or consecrate, purify or sanctify. Amen. It is set apart for the holy purposes of God. It's set apart, amen, where God has purified it, amen, so that it is this day is dedicated to him. Amen. This is a time to relax from work and enter the presence of Yahweh for intimate reflection and instruction for the coming days. This day is the only day that the Lord set apart from all other days of the week. This is the only day that the Lord has hallowed or made holy and instructed us to remember. It's the only day that he instructed us to remember, the only day that he has hallowed. Amen. To remember. Remember, it means to properly mark or to recognize, to keep the seventh day. This time of intermission, amen, this time of ceasing from our labor, amen, or to a time of rest, or it's a time to receive refreshment, healing, wholeness from God himself, a time of worship and intimacy with the Savior. Remember this day, the Sabbath day. Amen. To keep it holy, consecrated, set apart, dedicated, sanctified for the holy purposes of God. This was hallowed by God. This day was hallowed or made holy by God before even Moses. Amen. It predates Judaism. Glory to God. I have read so much and looked through history, amen, and I have noted that the ancient Babylonians called this day Sabbatu, and it means rest day, and this predates even Judaism. Before Judaism was, amen, the Babylonians were resting on the seventh day. Glory to God. They were, amen, taking a Sabbath rest, ceasing from their work. Amen. The website, sabbathtruth.com, amen, I wanted to read a paragraph there because it gives some information about it predating Judaism. Glory to God. And I'm reading directly from it. Again, what I'm reading is coming from sabbathtruth.com. And it says, the Sabbath predates Judaism. For the 1,000 years since Judaism began, an entire nation of Jews has kept track of the weekly cycle and observed the seventh day Sabbath, sometimes even without a calendar. Nevertheless, many rationalize that it's impossible to verify which day of the week is actually the biblical Sabbath because Pope Gregory, I believe he was the 8th, no, wait a minute, the 13th, Pope Gregory the 13th changed the calendar. The Julian calendar, instituted by Julius Caesar around 46 BC, calculated the length of the year as 365 1/4 days. In reality, the year is 11 minutes less than 365 1/4 days. So by the 1580s, the calendar and the solar cycle were 10 days off. In 1582, Gregory changed the calendar so that Friday, October 5th became Friday, October 15th, creating the Gregorian calendar we use today. But it did not confuse the days of the week because Friday still follows Thursday, Saturday still follows Friday, and so on and so forth. I wanted to give you that bit of history from sabbathtruth.com because I'm also going to read an article to you today that will give you some information about why the Sabbath day was changed from Saturday to Sunday. And in reality, it was not changed at all because God is not the one who changed it. Only he can change his instituted days. We cannot change it. We cannot say we have authority of God to change his day unless he has given us that authority, and he did not. I mean, we don't find it anywhere in Scripture. We don't find it anywhere in history where the Lord did this. This was done by men. Amen. And then the article that I'm reading actually comes from Kirk Landry Ministries, and it is dated September 30th, 2021. So you actually can go back and get a copy of this article yourself. It's entitled, Why Did the Sabbath Day Change from Saturday to Sunday? And then it gives a lot of good information. And then a lot of the information I have myself, but I like the way that he worded it. So I just thought I'd just share the article rather than giving you my notes because it gives you a lot more information. And I'm going to add a few things here and there. So go back to the website, Kirk Landry Ministries. It's dated September 30th, 2021, and the article is entitled, Why Did the Sabbath Day Change from Saturday to Sunday? Now, you're going to hear me ruffling some pages as I read on, and I do have notes in my copy of this. So, again, I'll let you know when I'm reading my notes. All right, so the article begins, the Sabbath day is first referenced in Genesis 2 and is mentioned throughout Scripture. In the church today, many think of the Sabbath as a day, usually Sunday, or simply a time of rest. But there is so much more to this period of time that God set aside, marking the completion of creation. In the Bible, the Sabbath was actually on the last day of the week, not Sunday. So why does the church at large observe it on Sunday? Why did the Sabbath day change? First defined a day in Scripture. God gave Israel a way to mark time. A day was from sunset to sunset. Genesis 1 accounts for the day, evening time. God called the light day and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day, Genesis 1 and 5. Following this pattern and reading the creation account, we find that the seventh day is the last day of the week. This was the Sabbath. Additionally, you can see how the mark how the marked day that the Lord outlined in the Bible has changed. Rather than from sundown to sundown, it is now marked as midnight to midnight. Secondly, understand days and times based on the Hebrew calendar. The Hebraic or Jewish calendar is based on the earth's rotation around its axis, one day. The moon's rotation around the earth, a month averaging 29 and a half days, and the earth's rotation around the sun, a year, which is 365 and a quarter days. The start of a new moon, according to the Hebrew calendar, is based on the appearance of the new moon. Rosh Kodesh is the name of the first day of the month. Paul talks about observing the new moon. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Colossians 2, verses 16 and 17. Paul isn't telling us not to observe these moments, but rather to observe and celebrate God's appointed times, Rosh Kodesh and the Sabbath with Yeshua the Messiah in mind, not out of legal obligation, but as a form of worship. You see a theme of worshiping and feasting sprinkled throughout each day, week, month, and year. God graciously gives us these times of celebration. Thirdly, understand days and times based on the Gregorian calendar. In modern day, most of the world uses the Gregorian calendar, also known as the Western or Christian calendar. It was named after Pope Gregory the 13th in 1582. The Gregorian calendar differs from the Hebraic calendar. A day is based on the earth's rotation around the sun. Remember this sun reference for later. And the months have no connection to the moon. Sadly, through replacement theology, the new month isn't observed in any special way, and the Sabbath day was switched from Saturday to Sunday. Did the Sabbath day change with the apostles in the New Testament? No, Yeshua or Jesus and his apostles observed the Saturday Sabbath. Nowhere in the Bible is there an account of the Sabbath change, of the Sabbath day change. So then, it must have occurred later. The enemy's mission to stop the Great Commission. Remember, there is always a spiritual battle behind everything that manifests in the physical world. Jesus sent the disciples out with a mission to go and make disciples of all nations. As you can imagine, the enemy wanted to stop this good news and heavenly mission from spreading. So he used many pagan nations and cultures to introduce new ideas and practices into the church. Mixture started to take place. And then I just had a note here, and I said in my note, this is why God told Israel to remain separate so they'd remain a light to the nations. The church intermingled with the world. Now it's contaminated. All right, I'm going with the reading of the article. In the second and third centuries, many of the Jewish customs by Jesus and the first followers were attacked and banned. One of these observances was the Sabbath. At the Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D., it's actually A.D. 325, the Roman Emperor Constantine and the Catholic Church established Sunday as the day of rest. These leaders wanted to remove any Jewishness from Christianity. Also, changed on that day was Passover. It was changed from its actual day to Sunday so that Passover was observed on Sundays and now called Easter. And when we look up the word Easter in scripture in the King James Bible, when we look up that word Easter, it's actually translated. Its translation means Passover. And I have no idea why the King James translators would have use the word Easter, which was actually a pagan holiday, rather than use Passover, which was a a festival of the Lord, except that the enemy got into the mix. Back to the reading. By 365 or AD 365, it became illegal to observe or cease working on the seventh day Sabbath. Sadly, in the fourth century, more leaders continued to establish rules and regulations to separate the church from her roots. They wanted to erase the connection between the Jewish Jesus and Christianity. The result was a separation from the blessings and an emergence of replacement theology. The enemy has cunningly partnered with anti-Semitic spirit with a replacement theology spirit. What many do not see about replacement theology is that it actually portrays God's love as inconsistent, no longer applying to the Jewish people. The spirit of anti-Semitism is behind this theology because it not only goes against God's words and plans, but it also paints the picture that he is a liar. As a result, the church has been cut off from her blessings, one of which is her authority in today's culture. Many are unknowingly operating out of Hellenistic or Greek mindsets and pagan mindsets because of its infiltration in the early centuries of the church. The good news, God does not change and his word will never pass away. The good news is the Lord is unchanging, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob, Malachi 3 and 6. His word does not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will by no means pass away, Matthew 24 and 35. He will use all of this changing for a greater purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28. The Spirit of God is being poured out in these last days, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, Acts 2 and 17. In God's divine sovereignty and grace, many are heeding the Spirit's leading, the Spirit of God's leading to connect to their roots of their faith, to connect to the roots of their faith, claiming the blessings and the authority that were seemingly lost. They are no longer being deceived by the traditions of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other things you do, Mark 7 and 8. The Sabbath day changed and the pagan sun god. Sabbath day shifted from Friday, Saturday to Sunday, which was the day to honor the pagan god, which is the sun god, Ra. Remember the sun reference from above? If you recall, the ninth plague in Egypt was darkness falling upon all the land. Ra, the sun god, was the most worshipped Egyptian god giving sunlight, so they said. Moving the Sabbath day to Sunday eased the transition for many of the Gentiles to accept Constantine's newly preferred religion. It became a mixture that was more easily consumed by the pagan nations to accept the newly legalized Christianity. Was the Sabbath day change the only observance that shifted? And this I already mentioned, but I'll read it from this article also. And the answer is no. The Sabbath day change wasn't the only shift. Easter, the name originating from a spring festival celebrating rebirth and fertility, replaced Passover, and the fall feast were forgotten. This separation directly contradicts Paul's point in Romans 11 and Ephesians 2. If some of the branches were broken off and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them and with them become a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. Remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Romans chapter 11, 17 and 18. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. So what is the purpose of the Sabbath day? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger which is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that are in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. 20 verses 8 through 11. The word Sabbath at first glance seems to be a day of the week. However, there's a deeper Hebrew meaning behind the word. In this passage, the Lord instructs that for 6 days, we are to labor and do all work. In Hebrew, the word for labor to serve is avad. And the word for to do all work is malaka. I'm sorry. This means that the Sabbath is to follow a six-day period of serving and doing business. We are meant to work. In fact, the Lord designed us for a purpose and to work for his kingdom. Then the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. 15. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3. Verses 23 and 24. Yet the Sabbath day is not about laziness or doing nothing. In Hebrew, Shabbat or Shabbat comes from the root word shav, that means to turn and press in. Did you hear that? Comes from the root word to turn and press in to the tent or house. In other words, we are to cease from our normal activities and business and return to the Lord, pressing in to the tent, house, or tabernacle and be with him. Oh, I hope you heard that. Glory to God. Furthermore, this is a picture of the deep love and covenant relationship the Lord longs to have with us. We are not to observe out of legalism, but in response to the covenant. In response to that covenant relationship that we have with the Lord. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath out their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in the 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 31, 16 and 17. So then, the purpose of the Sabbath is to turn from regular activity and set aside time to return and press in to our covenant creator, Lord and King, to come into his presence, the dwelling place, the tent of meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This aligns with what Jesus did in Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus is saying that the Sabbath day is to remember our covenant and be renewed in his presence. Glory to God. In summary, the Sabbath day according to scripture, and the set is the seventh day of the week, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. There is no reference in the Bible that it is to be on Sunday. However, many believers observe it on Sunday. The roots of the Sabbath day changed when leaders wanted to remove Jewishness from Christianity. Remember, there is always a spiritual battle between everything or behind. There's always a spiritual battle behind everything manifested in the physical world. This removal of roots impacts the way many view the Lord, his word, and his covenants with Israel. Furthermore, it impacts the authority of the church in today's world. Glory to God. That's the end of the article. Amen. You see why I said it was an awesome article and it was important to make it a part of this? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to end right there. Amen. And I'm going to actually resume on tomorrow where we're going to talk about a little bit further about Shabbat, amen, about Sabbath, and even the greeting that we use, Shabbat Shalom, amen. I want to give you some more understanding on that. I also found a very good article that I'm going to share, and I will give you, amen, the author's name, of course, because we don't do plagiarism, amen. We're not trying to steal anybody's idea or the word of the Lord that was given to another, but I am sharing it, amen, and I'm going to give you the author's name so that you can find it for yourself and make a copy for your records, amen, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.